Time for KatsuCon Part 3. Thres. San. Whatever. Everybody, I'm back again on my own, whatever. Alright, now it's finally time for part 3, and we're going to end this entire week of KatsuCon and get back to regular vegan Odagao. I mean, oh man, I found so much inner shizzes. There's some news I want to talk about. Oh, just can't look at the AMVs and the webcomics I found. Oh man. But let's just say for the next few weeks, there's enough material for awesome. Unlitigated awesome. I'm not even sure I've used that word right, but whatever. Awesome. Super awesome. So let's just go dive right into this KatsuCon, finish this thing off so everyone will be like, yay! But some people are like, oh, and the people who've been there are like, kick ass, because when someone does a report on a convention you went to, the report is like 10 times more interesting than if you never went at all. Like when I listened to the Otakon reports that every podcast and their mom did at Otakon 07. I listened to all of them because I want to hear their perspective on it. Because I already know my own, and I already know my friends, but I like to hear other people's. And man, this Otakon, since everyone and their mom's going to be just basically reporting it, I'll be one of the main ones too, up in the trenches of the otaku and the Otafunk and the AMV contests and the whatever I go to at Otakon. But this is not about Otakon, it's about KatsuCon. Besides, Otakon's 6 months away. But in the between time, I'm still really thinking about going to Anime Mid-Atlantic. I'm not sure if the trip would justify it. I might just say, fuck it, use that cash to go to Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, because I do want to see TM Revolution. Maybe NekoCon, I don't know. Small Press Expo, but that's not till well after, up into the fall. There's just a bunch of things I want to go to. Oh, man. On a little wireless representative salary. Damn. But, at least I finally saved up enough money to buy that new equipment I want. I'm so happy, everyone. Ha! Yes. But anyway, to the KatsuCon report. Part San. Or whatever. 3.
In any disaster, your livestock needs protection too. In case of nuclear attack.
This boy, all on DX.
Right now, as you're watching this program, suppose you suddenly heard,
I can't believe you've never watched movies. Go see Jaws. Are you stupid?
The wail of the alert. Would you know what to do first?
Destroy all podcasts DX.
Fill all available bottles with
DX.
If no shelter is available,
who cares?
Before the radioactive fallout reaches your area, go to
DestroyAllPodcastsDX.com.
One of them likes to drink a lot, too.
He is a truck driver, an alcoholic, and he gets his own giant robot to pilot.
But what can you do? Remember, the important point about radioactive fallout is
Destroy All Podcasts. DX is your source for thoughtful, irreverent, opinionated reviews of anime and Asian media, as well as the occasional cult film and
Screw Crusher Punch!
More shielding between you and the radiation, more protection. There are many things you can improvise if you have the time.
Destroy All Podcasts. DX.
The most intense
podcast
ever created on Earth.
Okay, man, where to start with Sunday? Because, well, got up early on Sunday and just looked at the schedule. And as promised, talk about that hotel thing some more. Talk about the Artist Alley and Dealer's Room. Some good things happened on Sunday to me. And to the con in general. Or something happened bad. Dun dun dun! I'm building suspense to make it things more, well, suspensey like. Yeah. Well, I got up. It's Sunday. I got all my stuff together and took a shower, of course. Left the room. My friends were still kind of knocked out from the night before. I mean, I didn't get to sleep till 4, and half the people wasn't even in the room, so I'm guessing everyone partied hard, or at least equally as hard as I did, but I just couldn't take it. My body was already taxing itself. So, anyway, woke up, got my stuff together, went downstairs, and it was only about 9 o'clock. Yeah, I have this tendency to wake up early, even if I do sleep very late. I don't know, my body just automatically wakes up around this time. So I walk in, and then there's the General Rantery anime today. I was like, that seems interesting. I'm not into ball joint dolls, and I don't really go to cosplay judging revealed. And I don't feel like watching any anime or live-action movies. So, General Rantery. I walk in, and I'm a little bit late, but there's no one running the panel. In fact, it was just a bunch of people sitting around talking and ranting about anime. I thought to myself, so the panelists never showed up? Then someone's like, no. So I just sat down and I got into a really good conversation with, I remember this smaller, older lady, this fat guy, this fat black guy, a Hawaiian girl, and Ranger Cast guy. And then there was just people sitting around just listening. And basically had a conversation about fan subs, if I remember, and the Hawaiian fandom, because I was like, whoa, Hawaiian fandom, and just basically a lot of stuff about anime and crap in general, and it was really fun, but that wasn't the panel. But you know what? One of the people in that conversation complained about it in feedback, but then I said, yeah, the General Rantery was, the guy never showed up, but we ended up making our own panel. I said to the feedback, but we made our own, so it's okay. It would be funny if that was the intention, to just get people in a room and then start them talking. And the real panelist was in the back just listening and smiling like, yeah, you see what I did there. But I know that wasn't the case. If that was the case, it's a genius move, but it's not the case. So, you get nothing. No respect, Knuckles. Yeah, and that was a good conversation, similar to the type I have in a forum. Because I never really get to talk deep about the fandom or anime or rant about it outside of the internet. I do have friends who are in the anime, but in my crew of friends, I'm the otaku chick. Like, one of my friends is the heavy gamer. One of my other friends is the heavy fantasy fan. One of my other friends, the J-rocker, the rapper, the drow, the tech guy. Yes, everyone specializes in something, and we just have stuff we all generally like, or we generally like what that person specializes in. It's weird. Anyway, in this crew, in my crew, the young adults, I am the anime chick who keeps up with the news and talks about it and watches a shitload of stuff and buys a shitload of stuff. Yes, so, I don't know, it was kind of refreshing for me. And I really wish I got to talk more with Ranger Cast guy, because I looked down and I saw his badge and was like, yo, Arsef, because I only know him by his, didn't know his real name at the time, I only knew him by his screen name from the Front Row Crew forums. I was like, hey, Ranger Cast, respect Knuckles. He's like, yeah. Then he walked, like, he was walking away. I was like, I should stop, talk to him more, but I was like, oh, I really wanted to. I lost my chance. Oh, well, he's, like, kind of in this area. Probably see him at another con, or drop him an email or something. He's a cool guy. But anyway, after the failed panel attempt by somebody, but actually succeeded without them knowing, I just walked around, got some, I think, food, and headed down to the Artist Alley. Now, I haven't spoke big about the Artist Alley. The Artist Alley was great. You got the separate webcomics alley, which is like a hallway leading up to the main Artist Alley. And a lot of people were like, dude, there was too many webcomic guests. We don't want this to turn into like a comic con or a webcomic con. I don't care. I liked the webcomic guests. They were really cool, like that panel I went to. Starting a webcomic. That was good and well done. And the guys were charismatic. The webcomic artists were cool. I mean, where else can you really meet them? I'm not sure if they really go to comic cons, because I don't really go to comic book conventions. I'm most likely going to my first one in April, or I think it's April. I really gotta check that. But yeah, I think the webcomic guests are a good idea. But, well, you do, Katsuka do need more international guests, in my opinion. But don't get rid of the comic artist guests. Don't get rid of the webcomics guests. They are cool. They are fine. They are awesome. Maybe some more international guests. I would like to meet, like, directors or more. I wish they had better choices of two bands. Over though, iShot, I heard it was awesome, but I missed their concert twice. Echo Stream kind of sucked. They sound like Evanescence. I hate Evanescence. Yeah, let's keep it at that. But yeah, I mean, when I was looking at the guest list for SakuraCon, which I wanted to go last year because they had Move and Akitara Daichi, and this year they had one of the people involved with Escaflowne, and I can't, the name escapes me, but someone was describing it in one of my forums, and I was like, I want to go to fucking Seattle, but it's cost so much, and I'm scared of planes. Yeah. Anyway, you know, they had a good guest lineup, and as usual, and I totally got away from the artist alley subject. Okay, back to artist alley. It was awesome. I mean, met some cool people there. Met the guy who does Peter is the Wolf, who I dance with. Hot. Yeah. Got met up with Marcus Shanks, which I mentioned the other day. Oh yeah, Liquid Mark is his, like, alias. You'll probably get to if you Google search that, you'll probably find all of his stuff. Let's see. Met Ameto, who did these cute little pins. She's in the FRC forum too, and I was like, hey, you bought my pins. I was like, whoa, I did. Because at Otakon, I met her, and I was like, you're selling these pins for 50 cents? Because they're really good pins, and plus they're big, and most tables sell them for like $1 or $2. I was like, dude, these are awesome. So I stocked up on a bunch of her pins, and I even wear one, like, most of the time on my head with, like, some bobby pins. Yeah, man. So, met up with her and Art Boy. And let's see, who else I met? So, the Radish Studio. Yeah, I looked at their stuff. They're really awesome. I talked with one of them online once. Let's see. Oh, and the major person I met. Steve motherfucking Bennett. Woo! Yes, he is the major card personality, awesome, charismatic, funny, and always have really cool stories. Oh my god, I could, like, listen to his stories for, like, a long time. I missed it the first time around when he was on Late Night Katsukon, but when I went into Late Night Katsukon, he was up again, and I was like, yeah, and he told a story about his hat, and his Civil War hat, which he got off a dead Yankee. Oh, man, and how he got this new didgeridoo-looking hat. Anyway, I talked to him the day before, and I went back to his Artist Alley table again on Sunday, and I brought my sketchbook this time, because I said, next time I'm bringing my sketchbook, and I was like, would you care to look at it and give me some pointers? I sounded like such a little kid. And he's like, sure. And, you know, talked about stuff. Talked about art shit. And, wow, he's an awesome person. And I went back to say bye to him because I already packed up, put my stuff in coat check, and was about to be in the dealer's room for a few hours. And, yeah, I was like, wow, it was so nice meeting you because I knew about him since Katsukon 8. I've been going to Katsukon since Katsukon 8. But the more awesome you are, the shyer I am to meet you. So I was always super, super shy. I'm not a shy person because I could talk to anyone. But it's kind of like when I know you're so awesome, it's like, I can't touch it. It's so bright and shiny and so good. And blah. And the only reason I knew who he was and who Steve Bennett is, because someone at Katsukon 8 wore this t-shirt, a pink t-shirt saying, Steve Bennett made me gay. These two girls wore those shirts, and I was like, who's Steve Bennett? I think I asked someone, but they didn't know, or I think they snubbed me off. It was years ago. But anyway, I knew who this guy was, found out more about him, wanted to meet him for a long time, didn't meet him till now. Oh man, if it wasn't for Cecily, it probably would have been 5 years I actually met Reverend Scott or something. Or probably like a billion years if I ever get to go down to a Florida con and run into like AWO or some shit. But yeah. He's awesome. And he drew a sketch in my sketchbook. And I was like, on the inside, I wanted to fangirl, but I kind of kept it to a minimum because I didn't want to scare him. Like that story he told about the scary fanboy and Katsukon won with the, we're not worthy. Oh, man. And yeah, he's been going to Katsukon since one. So, one. And it's 14 now. WTF. And if you don't know who Steve Bennett is, he's this American guy. He went to Japan. He worked on anime, animator. He's really great artist. Right now, he's working on this webcomic called The Angel of St. Thomas, which they were really promoting at the con, at their table. And I'm going to check it out. Plus, he gave me a flyer, and everyone signed it, and he drew on it, and I was like, fuck yeah! I mean, I feel so happy. And I told him, one day, my purple hair will be the equivalent of your hat. Yeah, I really want it to be. I mean, I love my purple hair. I wear it to every convention I go to. Well, the last two conventions I went, three conventions, I should say. I've been wearing it since Otakon, because I only had it for less than a year. Well, every convention, it's my purple hair. Most likely in that spiky ponytail, because that's really the only style I know how to do with long hair. Because my real hair is short and black. But yes, my purple hair will be known across the nation as a symbol of the Otagal. Okay, maybe not, but, you know, it would be cool. Anyway, he's an awesome guy. If he's at a con, just go up, meet him, talk to him, probably tell you like an awesome story of some sort. I see why he's just always a guest, and just thumbs up, man. Thumbs up, respect Knuckles, peace sign, dap, hugs, super hugs, glomps all around, beers all around, chicken wings all around, whatever. Alright, that's enough of the Steve Bennett fangirl rant of the season. Now, the dealer's room. The dealer's room was really good. I mean, I expect that quality all the time from Katsukon. Let me steal something from Shaft, Super Anime Fun Time, by saying deal of the moment, or some type of deal thing, and they played a little coin noise, but dude, there was this booth that sold manga, and they announced $2 a manga. I ran over, and I was like, $2 a manga? Took one, took this. I barely looked at the covers. I was like, this looks interesting, this looked interesting. This is called Kill. I better buy it, because it says Kill. Treasure Hunter, whatever. And they had some original prints of the manga, or some out-of-print stuff, or some really rare stuff. Like, I got Maison and Koku 1 and Maison and Koku Good Housekeeping for $2, and this is before they even start flipping manga. They had a bunch of Maison and Koku, and I actually regret not buying more. I only bought 1 and Good Housekeeping because I wasn't sure if I'd like it or not, but I actually do like it, and now I'm mad that I didn't buy every Maison and Koku they had, because they had a lot. And I was like, no, I'm probably never going to see it again. No. I'm stupid. I did get some stuff out of print, like Let's Stay Together Forever, which is a tale of romance and metalheads, which I'm going to review sometime. Neon, which I never heard of. Kill, I never heard of. My Name is Charmer, which is, like, old. Let's see. I got A Girl in a Million, which I'm going to write about for Otaku Juice. Man, I actually went back to that thing 3 times for manga. Because every time I came, I brought someone else who was looking for a deal. They're like, you brought someone else? I was like, yep. And I bought something else while I was there. And then, when I was in feedback, my bro was like, hey, they marched it down to $1. So I was tempted to get up, but I didn't. Because I already was low. All I had was enough to get home on the metro. So I couldn't spend any more. But yes, man. That was like the deal of the room. I also got some Harui Suzumiya playing cards. They're so cute. But I think it's kind of, I think it's bootleg, but I don't know. And I found the Astro Boy plushie. Right now it's hanging on my ceiling. Just, you know, Astro Boying like. right next to my Ava poster, so when I look at it at a certain angle, it looks like Astro Boy's fighting Avas. Yeah, I have a weird imagination, and I should draw a doujin of Astro Boy fighting Ava. That would be awesome and stupid at the same time. But yes, I saw some of the same people like Sasuga, who only deals with this region of the Atlantic, this region of the East Coast cons. So, I see him all the time, and I failed in my mission to get a Yoko from Gurren Lagann art book, just filled with pictures of her. I saw it in the artist alley, because some people had it and were using it for references, or quote-unquote references, if you know what I mean. And I was like, dude, where did you get that? Dealer's room, blah, blah, blah. I was like, run. It was all sold out by Friday, so I was mad and sad, and I cried on the shoulder of the person who worked there. Okay, not real cry, just like, no! Do not want! But I could order it off their website. They could bring it to a con, which would be cool, but I might just order it online and just have it shipped to me somewhere. Oh, man. I also failed in my mission to buy more Samurai Executioner, because I was walking in the dealer's room. I was like, Olsen, I forgot something. I just can't think what it was. Was it a DVD? I don't know. Was it a manga? I don't know. And I didn't remember it until I got all the way home and the con was already over. And I just let out the biggest shit in my entire house. I mean, oh, but it's okay. After I record this and upload it, and I'm sorry this is up on a Friday, I had to work late, so I was just like, I'm just too tired to record tomorrow. Well, dealer's room, all in all, excellent. It was actually in the parking garage, but they still had room. They could have had even more dealers if they wanted to, but it's okay. The halls, the little walkways was big enough for even a fat otaku to get through. Which is happy. And I'm sad that I didn't get everything I wanted, mostly because I forgot what I wanted. I did get Reiko Volume 2, and I got some words about that manga that you're going to listen to, I don't know, later on. I got a shitload of material, so I think I have enough for at least a bunch of shows, and I already had a bunch of stuff for shows anyway, so shit. I got to make a list or something. I do have a Google Calendar, I just forgot to use it, and yeah, it's still there. I should look at it sometime. But yes, on Sunday, more events I went to. Mostly just chilling in the game room, or chilling in the dealer's room, or just chilling out. Because I didn't really go to anything. I did miss Otaku Family Feud, which I wanted to go to and compete with friends, but we kind of like all split up because there's stuff to buy, and there's stuff to pack, and some of them were left in checkout. This is why I don't want to be a room leader, because if I was a room leader, I would be stuck in checkout on Sunday, and I don't want to deal with that. I'd rather just stay in someone's room. That way, I don't have to deal with that. I could just, you know, pack up my shit on Sunday, put it in coat check, I'll meet you downstairs for breakfast or lunch or dealer's room or whatever. I did catch Echo Stream. Like I said, they sound like Evanescence. I didn't really like them. They weren't that interesting. A lot of people were just lying on the ballroom floor, just chilling, listening, and just use it as a chill-out spot. Some people were all up front, all into it. It didn't appeal to me. I'm mad I missed Eyeshine. That sucks. Well, Johnny on Bosch is coming to T-Mode. Maybe he'll bring Eyeshine with him, which would be awesome. But I kind of doubt it. Plus, it's too soon to say. That's in September. Okay. And, all in all, this was a great con. Afterwards, I just like, I'll just drag myself to closing ceremonies and feedback. And I think closing ceremonies was really short, or they sped it up so feedback could be up first or whatever. Because there was already a line of people complaining and stuff. Me, I had more compliments than complaints. I only had the compliment that, dude, playing anime at the rave, playing anime music at the rave was a good idea. Not many cons do that. Keep doing that. They're like, yeah, Greg Ayers did that. Everyone's like, yeah. And then some guy hugged me. And I said, what else did I talk about? Man, I forgot. basically complained about, you know, something they couldn't really help, which was that guy who didn't show up for the panel, but we made our own anyway. I did like how they had pinball, but what they need is air hockey. But I know it might be unfeasible because, well, that puck goes flying everywhere. You have to have some sort of staff or volunteer watching the table, which I can see why they probably wouldn't want to have it, but I just put it out there because I think it would be awesome. And plus, there are some podcasters I want to challenge who did a whole episode about air hockey, and I know they're the hot shit. Well, I'm the hot shit of Maryland, goddammit. And I have a friend who's also the hot shit of Maryland. Time to take some shits down. Also, about basically DDR not getting love, which my friend was super mad about and was super going to rage at them, but I just kind of put it into a, hey, please don't do that type of way. Not a heavy fangirl yelling at you type of way. But, yeah, I mean, feedback was good. Most people were complaining about the hotel and the random checks. And I have an update. Yesterday I didn't get in touch with anyone who would be any help on the phone. I guess I'll just have to try the electronic route by emailing. But I know that people who are, well, I don't know if people check their email anymore. I do because, well, I got things in there. Whatever. Anyway, Sunday, it ended on a good note, but it ended on a tired note. All of my friends met up at the feedback panel, talked a little bit about the con while listening to some of the feedback. One of my friends were so peppy, they're like, hey, let's go out to eat at Chipotle. I was like, I'm broke. And everyone was like, we're tired. She's like, oh. But I'm peppy and happy. I was like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. I have no energy. I went home and I slept for 12 hours. My entire body hurt all over. But I heard this quote somewhere on, I guess, Kotakon forums or somewhere else, that if you go home and your body hurts and you have to sleep it off, it was a good con. And it was a good con. Now, speaking of which, there are tons of videos and things people said and other con reports that I'm going to link to. Atticon put theirs up, I think, yesterday. Very short, sweet. Well, maybe not well written, but it's okay. They're, you know, they just basically review all the cons in this area. Geek Nights didn't put up their report yet because they're still getting better. Get well soon, you guys. Let's see. Ranger Cast, they talked about Kotakon, and he got an interview with Johnny on Bosch, which is awesome. And, you know, talked in general about the con and stuff like that. So, link into that. Videos on YouTube. Some more videos from that masquerade with the tentacle hentai skit, which is in yesterday's show notes, which is awesome. Somebody getting pwned. Binkendo by Katsu. Let's see. Just some stuff from the forums. Well, basically, anything I found online has to do with Kotakon 08. Well, not everything, because some videos fucking sucked, or they were just dumb, or whatever. But there's also photos that other people taken. I don't have a digicam, so I don't have my own photos to put up. I did borrow a digicam at AUSA, and I still haven't put up all of those photos. There's a ton more photos I've taken. And that was my friend's camera, which I broke in the midst of getting hit by a cosplayer or something. Oh. Well, anyway, Kotakon. This convention gets thumbs up because, oh man, it's my hometown con. And next year, they are making a move. They're moving to the Hyatt Regency for Kotakon 15. I'm not sure how this is going to play out because they overgrew that hotel years back. That's why they moved to the Omni, which can handle about 6,300 people, like almost 6,000 people, because the con's growing. I don't want to see it as a convention con, though, because they won't be able to do the 24-hour thing. There is some con out there that does a 24-hour thing in a convention center, but you can't really do that down here, I don't think. Anyway, Kotakon's good as a hotel con. It's big. It's not Otakon big. Hell, it's not New York Anime Festival big. but it's wonderful. It's one of those cons that I would say you should travel for. But I don't know if you should super travel. If you have someone down here, like people you know down here, and already have your room set up, then travel down here. Travel from whatever state you're from. I mean, it's worth it. This con is worth it. What, it's maybe only medium size, but it has tons of guts. More guts than some of the biggest places I went to. So, KatsuCon, go for it. It's lovely. And I think 15 is going to be even better, because we won't have to deal with that crappy hotel checks and how the hotel treated some people. And I know Hyatt Regency is a con-friendly hotel. Hosted Otakon, hosted KatsuCons in the past, it does host AUSA all the time. And it was going to hold AMA, but it was double booking, and that kind of sucked. Or else I'd definitely go to AMA. I'm just kind of still on the fence about that. Even though it's months away, I usually do my con planning for the year at the beginning of the year to see if I can handle this many cons. Because I used to just go to KatsuCon, Otakon, KatsuCon, Otakon, 6 months apart each. I'm tired of waiting 6 months for a next con, so I decided to up the schedule last year to 4. Now I'm going to try and up it to like maybe 6. Add in a Comic-Con. Add in maybe me going to a con for a day. Whatever. So you're going to hear more con reports this year. Well, I haven't even went through a whole full year. I only did like 2 con reports in the past, and I only started in September. So yeah, expect that. Expect us. We are Otaku. We are Legion. We do not eat. I don't know. I can't think of nothing. I suck. I tried to make a joke there, and I epic failed. Let's just forget about that. And let me stop trailing off. Oh yeah, here's a small story from Con. Alright, I found this out, well, I heard this from someone on the subway going up to the hotel. Those Utena people. They were like, yeah, I have this costume that's not really an anime character, but they just made up something that looks cosplayer-ish. And when people ask them who they are, they just make something up. And usually they go along with it as if they're fans, or they just like, I never heard of that. But most people go along with it because they don't want to, you know, seem non-otaku. Yeah, she's like, yeah, this is from Genki Academy, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I'm going to try that theory in practice. When I was at Otakon, people thought I was cosplaying, but it was really just me in my punked out clothes and my purple wig. So I should have just been like, oh, I'm from Daigeki, Daishinshu, Genki, Tamarere. Just make the most Japanese sounding name ever. Like, I'm from 5th level Bardangium E. Chi. B. Shit. Alright. I think I'm done. If there's any other things I forgot about KatsuCon, I'll probably just say some of it next episode, because there's very little things. I got to say goodbye to everyone. Got to say goodbye to Geek Nights, which was awesome. Saw Rim in the lobby. I was like, hey, yo, Rim. He's like, yeah, hi, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, I wish I could say bye to Scott. He's like, oh, Scott's the game room. You want to get back there? I was like, sure. And that was pretty awesome. I miss KatsuCon already. I have this thing called post-con, not depression, but, oh, I want to go back. Besides, conventions are like, you know, another world. Conventions are my portal to this world where everyone's a geek, everyone's in the anime, and I can just talk to anyone and it wouldn't matter. I feel free. And then as I got on the train and left KatsuCon, took off my purple wig, put on my winter hat instead, and put on my music, and I said to myself, back to reality. Anyway, welcome back to reality, those who listen to all of this rambling. Welcome back to reality, those who, well, didn't go to the con, but maybe escaped it through this podcast. Alright, laters. And that was just Vega the Otagal. please go to vegatoodagao.blogspot.com if you want to see all the links, show notes, and videos. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening and Keshi for the closing. Also, call up the voicemail at 206-222-1902. Or just try to email at vegatoodagao@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. And join our forums. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Bye.